Okay, Greg, is True Belief something special for you?
True Belief was it's like on the last three records we've done, there's been like a milestone song, which has like shaped the band slightly. Without the certain song, we probably would have sounded different. It's like on the Shades of God LP, we had As I Die. If that song hadn't been on that record, we would have probably sounded nothing like what we sound like today, you know. And on the Icon LP, it was True Belief. True Belief was the song that shaped the rest of the LP, kind of. That was the midpoint of that LP. It was probably one of my favourite songs from that LP. And, you know, every LP, we seem to have a song that's slightly different from the rest of the LP, that the rest of the LP has to live up to, that, if you see what I mean. So,
do you remember what was the basic idea of the song?
Let me think. I had the intro for True Belief when it first comes in. I wrote that probably around the time of the Gothic LP, a long time ago. Had that there for years and never did anything with it. I just had it on tape. And then suddenly I had this idea for the chorus of True Belief, the double time snare and, you know, like the Georgian chant type singing over the top. And then the rest of the song just shaped around that, and I attached the intro to the start. You know, everyone thought it was okay. And like I say, when we recorded it, it came out much better, and we were really pleased with it. Yeah. Probably True Belief and Embers Fire were the two songs that really sort of surprised us on Icon. You know, we thought, oh, these songs are a lot better than we imagined they would be.
Talking about the True Belief EP, I think there's an unreleased song on it.
Yeah, it's a cover of a song called How Soon Is Now by The Smiths, which, you know, I mean, it's probably released early to mid-80s. And it's just a song that we've always liked. We weren't necessarily into The Smiths at that point. It was just a song that we thought was good and we could make better. So, you know, it's quite an atmospheric, moody song, so we thought, you know, it's a good one to do a cover version of. It's an odd one. I mean, people will be going, why are they covering a Smith song? But why not, you know?
When you started to play guitar, did you have people that you wanted to imitate?
I've never had guitar heroes, because I don't think of myself as a guitar player as such, more of a songwriter. And the way I play guitar, I work it into a song like a melody line, like a vocal would, rather than trying to do the most technical thing I possibly can. You know, I prefer to underplay rather than overplay. You know, I've been through practicing scales and all the rest of it, and I can do all that, but I prefer to understate the guitar. I prefer to play things that are more simple but bleak and fit into the sound rather than overplay. I think when people overplay, it sounds dreadful. The only guitar players that have ever sort of influenced the way I play have probably been, I respect what The Edge used to do in U2. He probably changed my ideas about a lot of things. And also the guitarist from the Sisters of Mercy, from the early stuff, First Last and Always stuff. I forget his name now. But he had an interesting style. I was intrigued by that. I guess if I had to sum up my guitar playing style, if I wanted to, I would like to think that I had equal influences from the Gothic side as the rock side, you know. So The Edge influenced me, Sister Mercy influenced me, also classical music has influenced me, and even Jimi Hendrix has influenced me to a point, you know. Because most of the if I do solos, which I don't like doing solos, but if I do solos, I tend to use blues scales and put them into a modern context, put them into a more classical context, because it just sounds good. That's what it's all about to me. If something sounds good, use it, you know. Because I've had guitar players come to me and say, you can't play that, it's too simple, or it's, well, that's a discord, you can't play that, it's not by the book. But if it sounds good, it doesn't matter to me, you know. It's all about the song, it's not about the musician, it's not about showing off what you can do, it's about whether this song you're going to be able to play in 20 years time and still think it's a good song, you know. So what's more important for me, you know?
Are you impressed by any recent musicians?
No, I'm impressed by a lot of songwriters. I think Radiohead are good musicians, very good musicians. And I think that Thom Yorke, I think he's a fantastic songwriter. You know, I mean, they're probably not my favourite band or anything, but you can appreciate other musicians and other songwriters, and I think they really know what they're doing. A very compact band, good songwriters, good musicians, and, you know, everything they do seems to work. So they're probably one of the better modern bands that I can think of. I can't think of too many. Who else? Well, you know, I think Morrissey's a good songwriter. But I mainly listen to a lot of film soundtracks. So Schindler's List soundtrack's fantastic. And, you know, there's a few others that I like as well. Braveheart soundtrack's quite good. You know. But yeah, I find a lot of bands interesting, but I usually like just a song or two songs, you know. It's hard to like a whole album. I like the Radiohead album, you know, but there's a few songs on there that are not really my thing. But, yeah, I can't think of too many bands these days that interest me enough.
You don't seem to mention a lot of metal bands.
No, I have never been into metal bands, really. I'm the only member of the band that hasn't. All the rest of the band went through all that phase, you know. I liked a few along the way. You know, I did like Black Sabbath. Who else? Very few. I think Celtic Frost were interesting. The first Candlemass album I liked, but there's very few metal bands that I used to like. I preferred the gothic stuff. But even that's boring to me now. A lot of that stuff, it's very boring. No, nobody's doing anything new. But I think if I had to mention a band that got me into music, it would probably be either Sudden Death Cult. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I can think of. But the rest of the guys in the band, they used to, you know, they've been into all sorts of dodgy metal acts over the years, you know.
What kind of band did really got you into music in the beginning?
When I first started getting into music, I was into a mixture between the gothic stuff and the punk stuff. I was into a lot of punk stuff. I was into English. I had a mic and them a lot, you know, and God knows how many earrings I made. And I was into stuff like English Dogs and Discharge and stuff like that, but also Sisters of Mercy, Bauhaus, and Southern Death Cult and stuff like that. And I just tended to listen to them all equally, you know. I liked them all. I liked Conflict and it was the second wave of punk I liked most, you know. I did like a lot of early stuff. I liked The Roots and bands like that, but that was a little bit before my time. You know, I tend to get into the second wave from about 1979, 1980 till about 1985, around that 86. That period of punk and gothic stuff is probably the best for me, yeah. Kind of lost it after that.
So that's about the time that you met Nick.
Yeah, I met Nick in 1986, though, and within a year and a half, we'd formed a band. Within a year, we'd formed a rough band, just me and him, you know, just messing around. So, and I wasn't into any metal stuff at all, and he was like playing me things and saying, oh, and I liked some of it, but some of it I didn't like. And I played him some of my stuff, and he liked some of that, but not all of it, you know. So it was agree to disagree. I think it's a mixture of our tastes in music that made Paradise Lost happen, really, you know.
Well, considering where Paradise Lost was at the time and where it is now, do you see any boundaries to the evolution of the band?
My only boundary that I have is that I will never write a happy song. Never liked happy songs. I can't think of one happy song that I like. All the music I like is sad music, because that cheers me up. Some people like happy music, that cheers them up. If I hear a happy song, I get depressed and have to turn it off. I like it the other way around. I think there's a lot of people like that. I like emotional, sad, epic type music, you know. It doesn't matter what kind, from film soundtracks to Kate Bush to heavier stuff, you know, as long as it's a sad song, you know, I usually like it, yeah. But that's the only boundary.